There are estimates that at least one in three people aged over 65 will fall in any two-year period. Falls in the elderly can seriously injure, cause death, or be the event that eventually leads to residential aged care, not to mention the social isolation through fear of going out. There's a large number of interventions to prevent falls. The question is, which ones work? That's why a Canadian research team has reviewed the scientific evidence. Earlier today, I spoke to the team leader, Sharon Strauss, who's Director of Geriatric Medicine at the University of Toronto.
Thank you.
Now, there's a huge menu of things that people do to try and prevent falls. Do we know why people fall?
It's a great question. There's lots and lots of risk factors for falls. And in fact, studies have shown that there's probably about 400 risk factors for falls. And I think this is one of the reasons why it's so challenging to manage and prevent falls, because there are so many potential risk factors.
What are the interventions that you looked at in this review of the international evidence?
So we looked at all potential interventions, and that's one of the things that was unique about this systematic review and network meta-analysis. We looked at things like exercise and vision assessment and environmental assessment. So what's going on in the patient's home, for example, and what modifications can be done. And then we also looked at the pharmacological interventions, so things like osteoporosis management and calcium and vitamin D.
And what did you find?
So we found a few things. So if we look, first of all, at falls that result in injuries, exercise alone can decrease the risk of an injurious fall by about 12%. And that's something that's pretty remarkable, because patients can do this on their own. They don't need to see a physician.
So does exercise prevent falls, or does it prevent injury when you fall?
So it prevents injuries from falls.
So you fall less severely.
Exactly.
And is that all exercise or muscle strengthening exercise?
Yeah, so it's a great question. And when you look at the studies, we found that there were more than 40 different types of exercise that people have studied in the literature. And one of the common ones that we can recommend is something like Tai Chi, because it really affects people's balance. But one of the things that we don't know from the literature yet, and one of the studies that we're going to be doing kind of as a next step, is how much exercise is really needed and how often, 2 times a week or 3 times a week, and for how long each time. Similarly, there are many different types of individual exercises. So, for example, within Tai Chi, there are different types of Tai Chi.
So what happens when you add in testing the vision, correcting it, going mm-hmm. into the home with an occupational therapist, making sure there are no trip areas, mm-hmm. nothing in your way, handles where you might need them, and so on?
So great question. And so when we add those other things, then we can further decrease the risk of injurious falls. So if we add in the exercise plus vision assessment and treatment, so that we look to see if anybody has any problems with their vision and then correct them. So whether that's cataracts, for example, and then they have surgery, that can further decrease their risk of injuries from falls. And then similarly, if we do exercise and vision plus the environmental assessment, so that, you know, as you say, we go into the home and see if there are any things within that particular home that might increase their risk of falls, like slippery floors and rugs and not having handrails appropriately and not having appropriate rails in the bath, all of those kinds of things can further decrease risk. And that's for the injurious falls. And then for fractures, and we found similarly exercise is important, but overall for fractures, it's going to be osteoporosis management, including calcium, vitamin D, and bisphosphonates.
I think the average age was about 78 of the people in this study. Mm-hmm. But 78-year-olds, just like everybody, are different. You've got some who are strong mm-hmm. and fit, some who are not. Is there a way of identifying who needs the intervention, or is everybody at risk of a fall as soon as they become 80?
So not everybody's at risk of fall. Certainly certain things happen physiologically as you age. And then what are the things that happen as a result of other factors, like other comorbidities?
So certainly you might have heart disease or diabetes,
yeah,
or
exactly,
a bit of dementia.
Exactly. Yep, exactly. And then also the medications that we use to treat some of these things can increase the risk of falls. Certainly if somebody's had one fall, they're going to be more likely to have another fall. From a physician perspective, we want to try and decrease risk of fractures. So for people who are at risk of osteoporosis, we want to make sure that we consider osteoporosis therapy with bisphosphonates and vitamin D. I think the other thing that we should do as physicians is recognizing the role of exercise for our patients and encouraging them to exercise. And I think that's true for patients no matter what age they are at. And then look to see what are the other, for example, the medications that patients are on that we can potentially think about should stop them if we're worried that they're increasing the risk of falls. And then there are certain things that the other members of our healthcare team have better skills at doing, and things like doing the environmental assessment, I think, can be done by the occupational therapists and the physiotherapists.
Did anything not work?
It's an interesting question, because we looked at so many different interventions, and there were things like lavender to see whether or not if you expose somebody to lavender, is that going to decrease their risk of falls? And it does not seem to be effective.
And you hear of people still using hip protectors, which shouldn't make any difference at all.
Well, hip protectors aren't going to make a difference in the falls, but there's a suggestion that they might help with hip fractures. But the problem with hip protectors is that they're difficult for people to put on and take off, and that can be really challenging.
So if you're the child of somebody who's in their 80s, or indeed somebody who is 80-odd listening to this, what's your advice?
My advice would be encourage your parents to exercise and make sure that they are tailoring it to their own functional status. So, you know, we don't expect people to be able to start running marathons if they've never done that before. So, for example, things like Tai Chi. And I think that as children of parents who are seniors, that's something that I encourage my parents to do.
Sharon Strauss, thanks very much for joining us on the Health Report.
Well, thank you very much.
Sharon Strauss is Director of Geriatric Medicine at the University of Toronto, which allows a shout out to all our Canadian listeners on CBC Radio.